Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed Hey. So I'll begin on Lamed Dalet. Lamed Hey is 34b, three lines before the end of the Amud. Okay, so again, we got sidetracked. We were talking about the brachot and the tfalot that was said at Har Griz and the Har Evals, and then the Gemara started talking about the weight of the stones, and the Gemara segued into the Meraglim, and then is that what hooked us into the Meraglim? Yeah, and then so we're in a digression right now. So then we got into a whole discussion about Meraglim. Let me see where we are. Okay, so the Gemara says by Yeshuvim Tur Haaretz. So it says the Meraglim came back from spying out the land, and then it says by El Kubayavo, they came and they went and they came. So Rashi takes it says by Yeshuvu they returned. The word by El Ku is extraneous the way Rashi understands. We have an extra word here. I thought by El Kubayavo by Yeshuvu usually like let's say you're in Great Neck and you go to Montauk. So by El Ku, so you go to Montauk by Yavo, you come back. But either way, there's an extra word here. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Rabbi Shimon Yochai. So Rabbi Yochanan has Masorah from the town of Shimon Yochai. Again, very apropos this time of the year. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready for Lag BaOmer. So Matishal Nifalabiyah. In other words, the Torah here is seeking to link their halicha, which is the journey away from the Machane Israel, to the Bia, which is coming back. Ma Bia Be'etzaroa. Just like when they came back, they had a bad council, and it was evil council. Af halicha Be'etzaroa. So too, when they went to have an evil council. The only question is, like Rashi learns in Chumash, that Kulam Anashim Rashim and Islahima, that they were all tzaddikim at that point, they were good. And here he's saying when they left, they were bad. So the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, I think they had it in the R scroll or whatever. But in other words, like somehow they turned in between the time that they were chosen before they left. So one idea is that they it's like. Like Shlucho Shalom Kimoto, they said, like you get the status of your Mishaleach. So the Mishalchim had an Eitzarah. I mean, Klal Yisrael. So they also ended up with an Eitzarah. Rabbi Leibowitz was quoted the Or HaChaim is saying like this, like the Chazal teaches Shluchim Itzayin and Izokin. So the simple shot is they're not physically injured, but he wants to say like even Ruchti, they're not injured. So how can they have gone wrong, on the Shluch Mitzvah? So they were a mess before they left. And that helps that. Okay, so now on line 3, by Yom Rubano the Gomer, so the Gemara again, the quotes beginning of the pasuk, but you need the end of the pasuk. By Yom Rubano the it was a land flowing milk and honey. This is the fruit; everything's good. But in accordance with Ramban, the whole avera of the Meraglim is that word efes, but. Notwithstanding the foregoing. There's a mess, you'll never be able to do it.
One more
question, 39. Yeah, so FST Azam, so I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and here we have Siman Emet Levado Levaya. Now, these Simanim, the way the Mefarshim say, the Cheshek Shlomo and others say, it's not, in other words, these are all the Simanim where Rabbi Yochanan has halacha in the name of Meir in our Masechta. So there are three halacha like that. It's a little misleading because, like, you look for it in this thing, it's only one here, MS, the other two are Levado and Levaya. And then there's another one in tomorrow's daf, which is a mention, and someone is saying maybe it's a different name over there, Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, or maybe another siman for it. So he says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, siman emet levadol levayah, yishum rameir, kulashon harasha imbud var emet, etzilato ein miktayim besofo. If Lashon Hara doesn't have some truth in the beginning, it falls apart. He says, so therefore, in other words, in order for their words to hold, to hold some weight, they had to put some emes in it. So the MSA put in is there is spot chab levash. That was true. And here's period. That's also true. But that was the Lashon Hara. Vayas Kalev et Amel Moshe. So Kalev silenced the people, to focus on Moshe. Amarabba Shesitan B'Gavarim. He induced them with his words, meaning he reasoned like this. Hataf Yoshua, or on the side he's got the Chazi of Yoshua. He saw Yoshua. Or Hataf Yoshua. Yoshua began speaking. So they said, like, should this like decapitated person speak, meaning Yahushua, meaning they knew Yahushua was speaking on behalf of Moshe Rabbeinu in favor of going to Eretz Israel. So they disparaged him. They said he's like the person with the cut off head. What does it mean cut off head? So one shot means, look at Rashi, he says, the Chazye, He says it's around this 8th hour line. So Rashi has Girsa Dechazi. We have not Dechazi, but on the side's got Dechazi. Dechazi, Talib of Shua Shorsanta there, Mishnah Kuban Azipa, Bamrulo, Rosh HaKatua, Yidaber, Mishra Shor Katua, the person's head is cut off, meaning She'enlo Banim, Mito Felik Ba'aretz, Hu Yidaber Panenu. In other words, he Yoshua doesn't have any children, any sons. So he doesn't have a stake in what happens in Eretz Yisrael. So why should he speak? In other words, we're trying to figure out, should we go into Eretz Yisrael, right, or not go into Eretz Yisrael? So Yoshua doesn't have sons, so he doesn't care. Like, nobody's going to be after him, so he's just the here and the now. He's not concerned about the future, the scheme of things. That's one explanation. And then another explanation is that Yoshua, he's like second to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's going to take over after Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer alive, and Moshe is going to die before they go into Eretz Yisrael. So he's an interested party. So let's take it back. Anyway, the point is they discounted his, or they tried to impeach his credibility. So he says, so back in the Gemara, so Amar Imishtoi, so Kalib said, if I talk, Amri be milt to the chasmim, they're going to say something about me and shut me up. So Amar Lahem, so the way Kalib began speaking was, this is all the Ben Amram has done. So they figure, he says, Ben Amram is like a disparaging way to speak. Like Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned in Machar Chodesh, which is the Torah we say when Rosh Chodesh on Sunday. So David HaMelech is sometimes referred to as David, and sometimes Ben Yishai. He says, if you look, each time that Shaul HaMelech refers to him, it's Ben Yishai. That's a disparaging way. So he's saying Ben Amram in a disparaging way. And then, he's done bad things as well. They figured like he's going to pile it on. So Sabri, he's one of us. He's speaking disparagingly. Yeah. Ishtikut, so they were silent. So then Amar Lahu, then he continued on. Otsianu Mitzrayim, he took us out of Egypt. Bikurlanu Yam, he split the Red Sea. He forgot about this. Bechulanu Man, give us man. Im Yomar, Asusulalok, Alurakil, and Ishmalo. If he, Moshe Rabbeinu, says we should make ladders and go to Shemayim, shouldn't we listen to him? In other words, he's got a lot of credibility. That's what Kalib's arguments were. All right, let me pause for a second. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay. I'm going to make sure I didn't miss anybody here in the Zoom world. One second. I just want to make sure nobody's waiting in the antechamber. Okay, let's go further. So now, this Gemara is very irregular. It's almost like the Gemara in Megillah, like Daf Yud and Megillah. There's like a whole series of dapim. It's almost like a medrash. Here it's like a different character. So, let's take a look further in the Gemara. So he says, Alona Levi Rashul Tav the Gomer. So Kalib says, we're going to go up and we'll conquer them. But Hashima Shalimo Alonu Tav the Gomer. People went with him and said, no, we can't do this. It's too strong for us. Amarib Chanina Bar Papa, the Barkalot Brum Raglim Mota Sha'a. He said, these Raglim said something terrible and significant. He Chazaku Imen. He says, we can't go against the people who's a strong, they're stronger than us. So he says, and some say we don't have the Girsa here, but it means, one way you could say it is it means don't understand Mimenu one way and send it a different way. That's the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying. In other words, not Kichazaku Mimenu is stronger than us, it's stronger than him, meaning a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The right. In other words, that the people there are stronger than a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So he says, Kibyachol in Apil Balabai, that means the Balabas is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, in Cholotzi Kelim Hisham. He couldn't take this Kelim out of there. This is such a difficult thing. It reminds me of, with the Titanic, at least I saw a TV version, I don't know if you can rely on it, where the captain of the Titanic says, God Almighty cannot sink this ship. You know, it was the Titanic at the time was like the top of the line. And they had, it was unsinkable. It was unsinkable because they had 5 watertight compartments. So even if the hull would be damaged, there would be a hole in the hull, so the watertight compartments would block it off and it would still continue on. But it got such a rip, it did go down. But it's like people get a little too intoxicated with themselves. So he says, to say the least. Anyway, so now continuing on, Eretz Ofelet Yoshvehi, he said it's a land that consumes its inhabitants. Darish Rava, so Rava made the following drasha. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Enicha Shavti L'Tovam. So Baruch Hu said, I was trying to do them a favor. I was trying to make things good for them. they figured I'm doing something bad. Ani chashav tzim tova b'chol heichad tamatu make chashiva didu. B'chol heichad tamatu make chashiva didu. In other words, wherever the bracha went,
chashiv person would die.
Right, an important person from local inhabitant would die. So they won't be focused on who are these strangers here, and they'll be focused on whatever's going on. Someone is saying, Eob Nachtafshay. Someone is saying, no, because Eob died at this point in time. The Itchidu Kuliyab is staying. Everybody gets so involved with his Hesped. So, they thought it's like the detriment of Eretz Israel, that it's like this land kills everybody. It's Eretz Okal Yoshevi. I don't remember the Rebbe Lieber was talking about this. If it's just Eob, how does that prove it's Eretz Yisrael? People always die here and there. Let me just see, because I think we see this here. One second. Let me see if this is the right, the 15. One second. Yeah, so he says in footnote 15, the Artsville does. So it's difficult to say one death of one man. The Marasha explains Eo's prominence ensured they would be eulogized throughout the country. Despise witnessing so many eulogies, assumed they were many different individuals, hence their comment. So in other words, Eo was such a chashuv person. Everybody's got a hesped in Tiberia, you know, Yerushalayim.
They thought someone died?
They thought, they thought a zillion people died, but it was really one person who died. So that's the way the Marasha says it. So, so back to the Gemara, he says, we were in our own eyes, when we look at them like grasshoppers, because they were such big, strong people, that's the way we were in their eyes as well. So Amra Misharshia, for Misharshia says, Meraglim Shakari Havu, the Meraglim were liars. So they were in our eyes like grasshoppers. It's fine, we're giving testimony. We thought of ourselves as grasshoppers. Fine. How do they know what the other people are thinking? It's a bit like law, like the, you know, hearsay projection, other things, like, you know, you have to testify right about what you know. He says, below, it's not true. You have a mavri avele, the arze, you have a mavri. When they would have a velos, and the way the previous Gemara is saying, it was everybody was dying here left and right. But they would, like, we have a Sudas Havra'ah, like the first meal when you come from the cemetery. So apparently, we were Levis saying, we Morim did the same thing. They would give a meal to somebody, but they would do it underneath the cedar tree. You know, in Bezman Chazal, they would have, like, the, what do they call the Makom? Where the plague would come, where they would come, the Rachba, right. They would sit for Yerchat Rachba. They would sit, like, in a square, and then they would have, but anyway, so he's saying they would do Sudas Havra'ah, Bechi Chazino, Salfi. When the spies saw that all these Amorim come, so they ran, they climbed up to the cedar trees. Shami the Ka'amri, and they overheard people saying, you know, I see people look like grasshoppers in the trees. So I know that they look like grasshoppers to these people. All right.
They're much smaller than us?
Yeah, I know we were smaller than them. They're big giants, and we're like grasshoppers. These people look like grasshoppers.
They're so small.
Right.
Okay, to us.
So Batisak Bledav Einu Et Kolam Vayitu. So everybody raised their voice and they cried. So the Amar Rabba of Yochanan. Now also I should mention that with Eo, we said that Eo was one of the people who died. So I think Rashi brings this down as well. Yeah, if you look at the Rashi, Shachid Eo, it's around the middle and narrow lines. In the Rashi, in the middle lines on the right-hand column. Around midway down the column.
Yeah.
Shlo tagin zchuto alehem. So Rashi says that Eob died, that he shouldn't protect them with his zchuyot. Bahenu decha amar kalev sart silam alehem. So Kalev said, they're like shade, their protection has removed from them, so we can overcome them. Mm-hmm. So he's referring to Eob. Now, the Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra has a whole bunch of shito when Eob lived. One opinion says he lived in the time of Shravena, which goes with this. So where Leibowitz was saying, that it fits in, he said that Rava is the one who makes the statement here, and Rava also makes the statement in Baba Batra that Eob was the time Moshe Rabbeinu. Now he mentioned, from one of the Mefarshim, he's mentioning that, is it that he wanted to help the spies, or is it that he didn't want Eob to die so they shouldn't have the protection? In other words, Rashi's is a little different. In other words, like, one explanation is, why is Eob dying? because I want them to be focused on what they got going on. They won't focus on the spies. The spies misthought it. They thought it's like negative. But then Rashi says that Eob is dying, so they shouldn't have the zechus of Eob to protect them. So which is it? Is it the one or the other? So that's what he said. So the quote from a sefer, it might have been, it might have been, he said that it was both, because if it was that he wanted them to be focused so he could have done other important people in Eretz Yisrael, he could have had to bump off. And so he could have accomplished it with that. But he decided with Eob, we wanted Eob because he wanted them to have the zechus of Eob. Okay, so let's see back on the Gemara. So again, we're five lines above where it gets medium wide. But he saw Kol Haidabai Nuit Kalabai Pu, so everybody's crying. I'm a rabbi, we're Yokanan, Otoyom Erev Tishaba Abaya. That the day the miraculum came back was the 8th of Av, the day they returned. And then that night, they're all crying, which is Tishba. Amarak and Sparkle, back at the Tish of Pinam, Jerome said, they're crying for nothing. I'm going to make this day a Bechiyah B'Tadoro. Okay, so let me just pause. I did a lot. Anybody have any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far?
How many days after Kriyat Yom Tov?
So they leave Mitzrayim and Nisan. And now this is just a few months later, right?
So it sank to such a low level, 30 days, 40 days, 60 days.
Wait. 60 days? Wait, I'm not saying right. No. I didn't say correctly. No. I made a mistake. Wait. Again, so then. No. It was then they sinned with the Egel. Remember, they sinned with the Egel, and then Moshe Rabbeinu came down. This is the second year. It's a year and a few months since he left Mitzrayim. In other words, the first year, then he was busy with the Egel, came back, and they built the Mishkan, and they wrecked the Mishkan, and then the Miraculum is like a year and a few months later. Yeah. All right. So now. So by So the Pshutil Shemikra is everybody wanted to stone them, meaning Yoshua and Kalev. And then it's the Kodeshem Nirabba all the way. The Kodeshem, the glory of Hashem appeared all the way. But you could put the pause a little different. But you go by you mukam the gomotamba abanim, ukvod Hashem. In other words, so the Gemara says, just they took stones and threw it like towards Shemayim. In other words, they wanted to stone Kibyaku like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Welcome, Daniel. Okay, let me just show the people in the Zoom world who's here tonight. So here you see. Okay. All right. So now, so we're on Lamed Hayim and Aleph on the first very wide line downstairs, right? You got it? Okay. So he says, so the people who had defamed Eretz Yisrael died in the pestilence. So here Rashi points out, let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says,
these are the spies we're talking about?
Yeah. So if you look eight lines above the bottom, in other words, in the one, Bamagefa means the Magefa. Bimagefa would be like through a plague, whatever. Bamagefa, the Magefa, which is appropriate for them, tailor made for them. So he says, Amrib Shimon Lakish, second white line, Shemetu Mitu Mishuna. Like you say in Yiddish, Misa Mishuna. It's like the guy dies a horrible death, Misa Mishuna. So anyway, so they died like this horrible. Yeah, so
like a different death?
No, it means like a horrible. Mishuna is different, but it means horrible. Like not like dying in your bed.
Not a normal death.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so Amrib Shimon Bar Papa, Darash Rab Shila Ish Kvar Tamata Mlameid, Shitarbeim Lishonam, that their tongues got longer, that Afal Al Tiburam, and reached till their navel, and worms were coming from their tongue, with Echasopa Tiburam, going to their navel, with Tiburam and Echasopa Lishonam, then going to their tongues. So there's a lot of different Hezbeirim on this. So one way is to say, it's like the tongue is obviously Lashon Hara, but to say, The tibur represents like the bria, in other words, like man is created for a certain purpose, and the tongue represents like man's elevation over all the other creations because he speaks. Like the Targum says, "Ruach Mamalala," and they like through corrupting their tongue were like destroying the whole bria. In other words, like destroying the whole purpose of the bria. That's one way to understand. Then I think there was another explanation. Rabbi Leibowitz said that the tiburam represents Eretz Yisrael. Like the world was created from Eretz Yisrael. It's like the name of the world. And like they were with the tongue, they were like Malshin or Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, different has Beirim. Anyways, let's get back.
I hear stories about Moshe. What? About a man, and he goes Moshe, like, spoke something about both daughters, his tongue.
What about who say who?
About Moshe had a story.
But Moshe Feinstein?
Yes.
That what then?
And a guy got sick, something similar to this, his tongue grew.
I don't know. Okay, let's see. The scheme of words on pause. He says, Rav Nachman or Yitzchak Amar ba'Askara Meitu. Rav Nachman says, no. They had like a Misa Mashuna, but they died Askara, which is like where Lewis was saying, like Tamid Rabbi Akiva now, you know, died with Askara also during this period of time, like this sort of choking illness. Okay, let me pause. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I said so far? Everybody good? All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right. One second. Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, so now we're around, 15 lines from the bottom. Last word in line is Vakeva. So now we're going back to the Brisa. So we took an excursion from the Brisa. Now we're back to the Brisa. The Brisa was talking about them crossing the Yarden, you know, and then they're going to go to Shechem and to Argvizim Mar Ebal, and they set up the stones. So Vakeva Shalah Achmas Vesum in the Yarden, Tazumayim Lemakoman. Once the last Jew exited the Yarden, so the water went back to the way it was before. Shinamar, Bahibalot Akonim, Namse Aron Brit Hashem, Bitocha Yarden. Once the Kohanim left the Aron, remember we said yesterday, usually the Levium could carry the Aron. Here the Kohanim carry the Aron, and then usually, like when they would travel, so the Aron would be in the middle of the, but they hear the Kohanim are front and center. They go into the Yarden, they're near the east bank of the Yarden, and then the water clogs up, and now everybody crosses. And now it's going to come out that the Kohanim are exiting on the east bank of the Yarden.
You need to go back?
We'll see in a minute. Hang tight. He says, so the two kapot raglia Kohanim al-Kharaba, that the souls of the Kohanim went onto the dry land, by Yeshu Meir Demon Komam. So the waters went back to the way they were, by a Hukit Moshul Shom, a Kol Gedotav. They went back just like it was on its embankment. Now, the Brisa comments, Nimsa Aron Venosa of a Kohanim Yitzad Achad. So it comes out the Aron and those who were carrying it and the Kohanim, wherever was with them, is on the east bank, one side, the Yisrael Mitzadakad, and Kaish is on the other side. So we got a problem. How do we get the Aron and the Kohanim to the west bank? They just closed the whole route. The whole route got clogged up. So he says, Nasa Aron and Nosa Ba'abar. Somebody asked me this yesterday. Who asked me about when the Aron was Nosa and Nosa yesterday? Was it Rafi?
That was Rafi.
Rafi. Okay, I'm sorry he's not here tonight, but he says that the Aron carried those. In other words, the Aron lifted them up. In other words, the Aron. It always is no say no stop. In other words, if you look at the video, it looks like people are carrying the Aron, but the emes is the people are being levitated by the Aron. So here the Gemara is saying the Kohanim held on to the Aron and then they levitated across the Yarden. He says Shinemar Bahi Kashatam Kolam Labor by Avor Aron Hashem Kohanim Bishnei Ha'am. So the Kohanim came over. The Barzin and Ashuzas. Now, the Brisa is slipping over to a different incident. There was an incident, I think it's the Haftorah from Parsha Shemini. I don't think we landed it this year in Parsha Shemini. Was it Rosh Chodesh or Benjamin? What was it?
Shemini was right after Pesach.
All right, when
Shemini was on.
Was it Shabbat HaGadol?
Shmini would have been the first Shabbos after Pesach. Well, yeah. Let me just check for 1 second, because I don't remember that we did this up Torah this year. 1 second, let me just check 1 second. So I have to check. But it says that by Yosef O David. So let me see, is that this incident? Yeah, we did have it. So the Haftorah for Parsha Shmini, it talks about where David HaMelech wants to transport the Aron to Yerushalayim, and the Aron is being led on a wagon. And the Gemara criticizes David for bringing on a wagon. It's supposed to be carried. And then the Aron begins to slip or appears to slip off the wagon. Then Uzzah goes to try to...
coming back from... The
Aron was in...
They kidnapped it? And they stole it?
It was in, I think, Beit Avinadav. and then they're trying to bring it up to Yerushalayim.
Afterwards.
No, they put, I thought the Beit Obed Adom Hakiti, they put in Beit Obed, they put it. I'm not sure, but I've checked. So he says, so they're bringing it up to Yerushalayim. So, or they're trying to bring it up to Yerushalayim. And Uzzah, like, grabs onto it, like, to stop what he thinks is falling. And so it didn't work out well for him or for anybody. So let's see that coming tomorrow. And then Uzzah does. So, which hold, just wait one second. Wait, I'll pause it just for the 10 lines, okay? So he says, the Altabarzin and Ash Uzzah, Shinemar, by Abo Adorn Kidon. So here the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Dibrei Yamim. So in Sefer Shmuel, it says, by Abo Adorn Nafon. But in Dibrei Yamim, it says, they came to Goren Kidon, by Shach Uzzah Gedola Chosen Aaron, and Uzzah sends forth his hand to grab onto the Aaron. So Amar Lo Kosh Baruch Hu, so Kosh Baruch Hu said to Uzzah, Nosav, Nasa, I smell no polishkin. Like, what do you think you're holding on to the Aaron? The Aaron is lifting everybody. You think you're going to hold on to the Aaron? Then, now the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Shmuel Beis. In other words, the incident is in Shmuel Beis and it's also in Dibrei Yamim. By Yichar. Av Hashem Uzzah, Hashem got angry at Uzzah. By Akim Sham al Shal. He struck him on the Shal. The Shal is a very unusual word, which the Gemara is going to focus on. The Gomer. The Yochan Rablazar. Chadamar shalu. In other words, so Rashi says for his mistake. So if you look at Rashi, it's the left hand column. Shkaga sheshadag lechozbo. Shalu means his mistake. But Chadamar shasatzra chabafana. One says that he defecated in the presence of the Aaron. So Rashi explains that the okay. Please let us all be patient and let us wait. He says, Sha'asas Rakav, the Shal is shown to Yishal Zeytefa. Shal is like something drops, like the olives will drop, Yishal Zeytefa. And he says, Ubishil Yatoh, like, you know, like the afterbirth that comes out of a woman. Devar Mu tell me, Lamalamat, something drops from up to down, so it means like defecating, something's dropping, called Shalu. So they quote in the article, they quote it from the Ben Yehoyada. He said it doesn't mean that Chas Shal defecated from the Aaron. He went behind a wall and defecated, but like the Gemara says, like for the normally that would be work in other circumstances, but with the Aaron, not with the Aaron, that's not adequate, so he's punished for it. So by Yamat Shami Maron Elokim, he died, he Uzzah died with the Aaron Elokim. Amr Yochan Uzzah Bali Olam Haba, that Uzzah has a chelik in Olam Haba. Shinemar Imaron Elokim, Maron Li Olam Kayam, just like the Aaron. Is always going to be around. And then Rashi brings down the memory from Pasal that Yoshio Melech hid the Aaron and still around. He says, Af Uzzah Bali Olam Haba. So to Uzzah, I assume means he'll have eternal life in Olam Haba. And the idea is that Uzzah, his intent was good. His action wasn't so good, but his intention was that the Aaron shouldn't fall off. But Yichar L'David Osher Paratz Hashem Peretz B'Uzzah. So the way the Gemara understands, by Yichar Af is being usually angry. But it doesn't make, we don't want to say that, in other words, not that David Melch was Chas Shalom angry at the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Yichar David, he was dismayed that what had happened to Uzzah. Am Lazar Shishtanu Panav Kechara. By Yichar, is related to the word Harara. Harara is a biscuit. His face turned black, like a biscuit that's burnt in the oven or that's fire.
David.
Ella me'at chalich t'chi by Yichar hachanami. So does that mean wherever you see the word by Yichar, it means the person was just like upset? So Hatam Ktiv Af. In other places is by Yichar Af. Karon Af means anger. Hakalo Ktiv Af. Here doesn't say Af. It's by Yichar. So Yichar means he's just upset, not that he's angry. So Tarash Rav, Neimanesh David. I can't because I'm running out of time. Okay. So Darash Rav, Neimanesh David. Why was David HaMelech punished that this whole incident took place? In other words, he's trying to bring the Aaron to Yerushalayim. So why is it like in the Afsalakas, like you'd say in Yiddish, like why is this happening to him? He's trying to do everything good. So he said, but Mesha Kerala, so the words of course attributing some of the fall to David HaMelech as well. So he says, but name Shekarala Dibre Torah Zimirot, because he called the words of Torah like songs. Shinemar Zimirot Hayuli Huketa Beit Megurai, like your laws were like songs to me, Beit Megurai, in the house where I was afraid of from my enemies. So Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Dibrei Torah Shtubahen Hatipin Echabo Beinenu Atekoritam Zmirot. I mean, it says, where's the Torah? It says, like, you blink and it's not there anymore. You call it like Zmirot, like, you know, like a little song. Harini machshil kav the bar shavu tina kosher be rabanyo dinoto. I'm gonna like cause you to make a mistake or lead you in a situation where you can make a mistake over something that even kinderlech know. The chiyuv of b'nei on a time kiyuv without a kodesh gomer that the like b'nei kat would carry the yaron. You always carry the yaron. You don't put it in a wagon and you put it in a wagon. The ihu atibah galta. He put it in a wagon. So now the only thing which is difficult is that here the Gemara criticizes David HaMelech for calling Divrei Torah Zmirot, but elsewhere in Shas, we do see situations where the Chazal do refer to it as a song. The only thing I could think of, and he had a citation here, but I didn't look it up. The citation was that here he said, "Where is it?" He says, "Let's have something."
Hotel.
Let's say. All right. Well, the only thing I can think of is that, like, there's one way, like, when you refer to things in the song, here, right? He says, for discussion, see the Menachat Kanal, the Menachat Chareva, and also the Old David. It's the end of footnote 49. But the only thing I can think of is when you say a song, you see, like, the Gemara says, like, you're learning to be like a song. Whereas if I'm trying to learn and I have a song that helps me with my
memorizing.
Right. Like, first, Cheryl says that they would say the Mishnah to a song, that's a positive thing with the song. But if I say it's like, you know, like some little song, you know, like I sing, you know, like that, then it's like maybe, you know, make it less chashuv than it should be. Okay, let me go a little further and then we'll pause. So he says, two lines from the bottom on Laman Heim and Aleph. Now, the Gemara here now is segueing to a whole different topic. This is an incident when the Aaron, remember the Plishtim took the Aaron, and then they got smitten in Sefer Shmuel, in Shmuel Aleph. And then they put the Aaron in a wagon, and it goes back into Beit Shemesh. So it says, Vayachman she Beit Shemesh ki re'u ba'aron. It says that Hashem struck the people in Beit Shemesh because they looked at the Aaron. They get stricken. So Rabbi Balbar Blazer, Chadamar Kotrin Mishtach Abimayu. One says that they were like bowing to the Aaron, but while they're bowing, they're like weeping. In other words, they're like doing their work. In other words, like they're showing like sort of like an outward type of kavod, but they're doing something else. You know, it's, you know, like Mishnah Berurah says, like people who even like fold the talis when people are saying Kaddish. Is lo yafehin, it's not doing like the right thing. In other words, like, and I have to say this to myself as well. In other words, you should be focused just on the kaddish, not like doing two things at once. So he says that's what the people were. Here's the Aaron itself, and they're mishtachve, which is something like an outward type of kavod, but at the same time, that's great. Let's keep working with it. He says, Bakanamar. Mili Nami Amor. One said no. They actually said things that were incorrect. Print page, the top line on Laman Haley Base, 35B, the top line. They said, Mana Marya Di Marya. They said, who got you, who the Aaron, who got you so angry that you, in other words, they're taking that the Aaron could have gotten itself back, but it didn't do anything.
All this time.
Right. So what got you so angry that you were like, off with the Plishtim? What got you come down? But it's like a lack of kavod, you know, vis-a-vis Aaron. So Hashem struck the people, 70 people and 50,000 people. So it's a 70 or 50,000. So Rabbi Blazar, one says there were 70 people that were stricken. Each one was like kashuv, like the equivalent of 50,000. Once there were 50,000 people, each one was the equivalent of 70 members of the Sanhedrin. Okay.
In
Beit Shemesh. Yeah. Okay, let me pause for 1 minute and take some questions, comments, and thoughts. You wanted to say something before?
In Beit Shemesh right now.
So I don't know if it's exactly the same location, but I assume it's not too far away. But they usually try to like line things up. Although I must say, like when I was talking on Sunday, I mentioned Modi'in, which is Mar Pesachim, says was 15 mil from Yerushalayim, but the Modi'in today I don't think is the 15 mil from Yerushalayim. But usually they try to like get it at least like in the vicinity. Okay, everybody good? Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody happy in the Zoom world? What?
The
width of the Yarden where they crossed?
All right, let me hear it. But that's today. Yeah, go ahead. And it also changes seasonally between the weather.
This was when they crossed. It was
wider. It was very Nisan. Right. Season. Right.
So it was deeper than usual. So it was 100 feet deep.
Wow.
And not 100 feet deep. 10 meters.
10 meters, like 30 feet.
Yeah. 100 feet wide.
Okay, so Meir says the garden was 100 feet wide and 30 feet deep, but that's only today. We don't know what it was 3,000 years ago.
No, that they say was then too.
I don't know how to know what it was.
And the river, is fast.
All right.
Fastest rivers.
Okay, fast current. Okay, I got to keep moving. Now, let's take a look. So now the Gemara has, we're on line 6 on Laman Haman Beis. Now this is going back with David HaMelech. So then later on, so he leaves it in this place, Beit Avinadav, and Hashem blesses Avinadav, and then David HaMelech decides to take it to Yerushalayim. It says, so he's comparing Pesukim from Shmuel Beit to Pesukim from Divrei Hayamim, which relates to the same incident, but there are differences. In Shmuel Beit it says, Shmuel Beit says, when they took 6 steps, by his Bach Shur Marie. So he offered an ox and a Marie, they said a fatling, I don't know, assuming a young fat, I don't know, cow or whatever. He says, Uchtiv Shiva Parim Shivailim. But in Divrei Yamim says, doesn't say how many steps. It says he would bring seven bulls and 7 rams. So how do we, is it 1 shur and 1 Marie every 6 steps? Or is it 7 Parim and Shivailim? Somewhere Papa Bar Shmuel, Kol Psiu Psia, so Shmuel Bar Papa says, Bar Shmuel, for each step, he brought Shur Marie. That's, he says, I'll call Shesh V'Shesh Psiot, Shiva Parim V'Shiva Elim. And then for every 6 steps, he brought the 7. So he said, that's the way he is Miyashid it. So Amalei Rav Chisson came in late to Kolaris Obamon. That's the way. So, like every step, they're offering a korban. It's like the whole of Aristotle is filled with these altars. Elamor of Chista, I'll call Shesh V'Shesh Psiot Shur Marie. So, Chista says, for every 6 steps, he brought a Shur and a Marie. I'll call Shishas Sadar Shesh Psiot. When he did 6 sets of 6 steps, so 36 steps, Shiva Parim and Shiva Elim. Then he brought 7 Parim and 7 Elim.
Where were they getting all these animals?
I don't know. Now, it says, going back to Zinfil and Uza, so...
How many steps was the whole journey?
Wait, 2 minutes, I'll be with you. So he says, with this thing with Uza, so it says one place it says in Divrei Yamim that it happened in Gor and Kidon, and Shmuel Beit says Gor and Nachon. So Ketib Kidon and Ketib Nachon. So Rabbi Yochanan, but Chila Kidon, initially one shot that Rashi has, Kidon is like a spear. It was like a bad incident. Because Uza had died, it was Kidon. Ula was self nachon. In the end, it was like something good. It was well established. Because look at Rashi, Ula was self around the 8th narrow line or the 6th narrow line. But Chiluk Shabaharon Sham Nasalim Kidon Oreg Sharagusa. It was self lakarsh Tasham Shechamashim Beit Obeda Dome. After it was Beta Dome for 6 months, Nasa Nachon Shechina Beito. He like made his house well established. See by Yabar Hashem and Obeda Dome. They're all very fertile. He had all these kids. Okay. Anyway, now time for questions.
That he died? No.
In other words, he.
Why was the end good?
The end was that Obeda Dom got a tremendous bracha. Hashem blessed his whole household. And Rashi says that his wife and all his daughters-in-law were given having kid, like 6 kids in one thing. And then, so when Tommy died, he had all his little kids. In other words, the wife and the daughters-in-law were very fertile. All right, now, what did you want to say, Fern? Go ahead.
How long was this procession? How many psiot?
I don't know the answer to that. Okay.
I mean, right, it's...
I don't know. I don't know.
Still a lot of animals. Don't know.
Okay. We got to keep moving. Okay. Now we're at the 2 dots. All right. Yosef says we have plenty of time. Okay. Let's take a look. Now the two dots. One second. So Nimseda Taomer. Now we're back to the Braisa. So Nimseda Taomer, Shoshamine Avanim Hayu. So now Gemara says there were three sets of stones that they were taking from the Yarden to set up in different locations. He says, Echad Shikim Moshe. Now he says on the side in the Bach, the Aver Hayarden Beretz Moab, on the east bank. So Rashi explains, Aver Hayarden could be the east bank or Aver Hayarden could be the west bank. Depends on your point of reference. If you're on the west bank and you're referring to Aver Hayarden, it's the east bank. If you're on the east bank and referring to Aver Hayarden, it's the west bank. So he's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu set up stones on the east bank, Beretz Moab, Shinemar, but Aver Hayarden Beretz Moab, Wil Moshe Ben Erev Gomer. On the Aver Hayarden, Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the Torah. He says, "In Ulahalan Homer, because I'm telling him." And here they said the pasuk should be changed. It's Vrei Torah Zot Ba'er Heitain. He says Moshe Rabbeinu says you write the words Ba'er Heitain. He says Va'atya Ba'er Ba'er. In other words, we're learning Gzeirah Shava that there was. In other words, this is not Mefurish of the Pesukim in Yoshua. But he wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu also set up stones with the Torah written on it. Because you have Gezeirah Shava, in other words, the Ketaptolion, it's called the Brei Torah Zot. It says concerning Har Grizim and Har Eval, you should write the whole Torah. But it says, Ba'er Heite. Like, and then it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, one is Ba'er, one is Ba'er, but then it's close enough. Ba'chad Shekim Yoshua B'toch Yardin. And then one or a series that Yoshua established B'toch Yardin. So I thought the Arsul said this yesterday, that he set up the stones on the east bank near where the Kohanim were standing. Here it's saying that he set up the stones in the Yarden. See, the thing is, the Navi says that your sons will ask you, what are these stones? They'll explain it. I'm thinking of if the water's covering over, how the son's going to ask you what the stones are. All right, but the only thing is, though, but the water, assuming it's deep, you know, how deep did you say it was?
I think
it's like 10 meters, but even if it was 10 meters, what was that?
That's what was at the Gemara said outside.
That's what I thought. That's
outside, meaning on the west side.
No. In other words, there's one set on the east bank, one on the west bank. In other words, the ones from Har Grizim and Har Eval on the west bank. But then there are other stones that get set up, you know.
What as the Gemara said?
The Gemara, remember, listen, we spoke about two sets of stones.
They're both on the east side, I thought.
No, one is on the Gilgal side. But here he's saying the Tov Yardin. That Yoshua established 12 stones in the Yarden. One, it means like the stones that he set up in Gilgal. You'll put them in Gilgal. Okay, so those are the three sets of stones. Okay, now the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, Kesat Kavu Yisrael HaTorah. So we said that they're going to write the whole Torah on these stones and our agrees in our Eval. And then it's going to be part of the Mizbeach. Then they're going to disassemble the Mizbeach, write the Torah on it. And then it says you should put sit on it, plaster, but we have to figure this out, and then put it near Gilgal. So he says here, he's a different sort of Torah. For the Yudal Meir, Adabi Abadim Kapur, this is they wrote it on the stone. Shinemo Rekhtavo Abadim Mekpo Debrea Torah Zob Gomer. The Harchas Adu Atamasid, and they covered the writing with this plaster. So you can ask the question, which they do ask, right? If you're writing it, what's the point of covering with the plaster? So there's never a lot of his favorite. One has been a give, which I don't know if we're going to have too much time, it's trying to say that he quotes here, one second. Oh, not this one. Here. Rav Tzadok of Lublin explains the coat of plaster on the Torah signified the barrier of materialism that one must penetrate in order to be able to acquire Torah knowledge and values. Hashem gave them the wisdom to scrape off the plaster. We'll see. Means that there were scholars and thinkers among the nations who understood this lesson and knew that one must curb his passion for physical pleasure in order to attain Torah. However, they chose to ignore this insight and remain steeped in the physical and materialistic world, and they therefore were unable to acquire Torah knowledge. That's one idea. Another idea is that it's implying that you have to like cover over things that are kedusha. In other words, it's like you know,
like a senator,
right. You can't leave it exposed. It should be covered over. Okay, so let's see further in the Gemara. Now, So according to the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda, they write the Torah, then they cover it over with the plaster. Now, Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Yochai. We're getting a lot of Rabbi Shimon Yochai's around now. L'dvarecha hayachlam umot shalo toas man Torah. So according to your explanation, the Torah says you're going to write it in the Shivim Lashon, 70 languages. So presumably, the intended audience are non-Jews who are going to read the Torah. So he said, how are they going to read it? It's covered with the whitewash. So how are they going to read it? So Amar Lo, Hini Yitenu Tamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yehuda says that he gave them the wisdom, the Shigrum Notirin Shalahan. I thought Notirin might be related to notaries, or it sounds very similar, but they sent their scribes, they Kilfuad Asin, they pulled away the whitewash, the Hisiua, and then they copied over the Torah and carried it off. The Aldabarzen is Chatein Zardino, the Be'er Shachat. For this, their sentence, where they were decreed to Be'er Shachat, like to utter sort of, you know, destruction, Shayalahem Lomod, Lolam, they didn't study the words of Torah. That's the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Al-Gabi Sidkat Buddha. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that they had the stones, they covered it with plaster, and they wrote the words of Torah on the plaster. He says, "Bekatulahen lamata," and then underneath the column they wrote, "Lamana shalimdu et chamla sot b'chol b'domer." The Torah says you have to kill the nations of Eretz Yisrael, the Sheba Amanim, so they don't teach you to do avodah zara. So he says, "Halamata tishmi yichosven b'tshuba yimakablin otan." So the way Rashi learns, if the Sheba Amim are outside of Eretz Yisrael, and they give up avodah zara, then we'll macabre them. In other words, we don't have to kill them at that point in time, then they're in good shape.
Outside.
So the Gemara takes it that there's two points of dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. One point of dispute is Rabbi Yehuda says they wrote the Torah on the stone, covered it with the plaster, and Rabbi Shimon says they covered it with plaster and then wrote it on it. The second point is that Rabbi Yehuda says that the nations of the Sheba Amim that are outside of Eretz Israel could be macabre the Sheba Amim, but they know if we leave them alone. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, not. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we wouldn't write this pasuk at the bottom of it. So Amar Rabba Bar Shila, my time is Rabbi Shimon. So Rabba Bar Shila says, what's the reason the Rabbi Shimon says that they wrote it on the plaster? He says, in Yishai, it says the nations will be like these places where the plaster is burned. Al iskei sid. So the way he understands the pasuk, that they're a chayv sreifa over the incident with the Sid. In other words, they didn't read and take in what was written on the Sid. That's the way he understands this pasuk in Yishayim. This is with Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda understand the pasuk? Ki Sid, and it was just like the plaster. Ma Sid ain lo takana sreifa. Just like every plaster is created, like you're burning some of the process to create it. Abo tamakutim ain lahem takana sreifa. So too, these non-Jews who didn't accept the Torah, so they're going to have to, you know, be burned. Okay, now, just a few more lines, and we'll talk. Tumana Azahad Tanya, according to which opinion does the following price ago, two lines from the bottom, the Shavita Shavyo, so it says, in Parshas Ki Tetze, so if you go to war, you know, you're going, like, Melchemes Rishus, and V'ita B'Shavya Yishad Yifah, so now Hashem L'Kecha B'Yadecha, Hashem will give the nation in your hand, the Shavita Shavyo. So it's sort of like repetition. But you know, Hashem will kechav yadecha, Hashem will give it in your hands. The shavit of shiyo, you'll take it captive. The rabot kananim shebuchutz la'aretz, that includes kananim who reside outside of Eretz Yisrael, shemchozim b'shuvah makablim otan. Meaning, if you find the yifat tovar and she's one of the shiva amimim outside of Eretz Yisrael, so then she has an option to accept the Torah, and you'll accept her as yore. So he says, so the top line. So who does that go like? So the top line on the Rav Nachman, come on, Rav Shimon. That goes like Rav Shimon, who says that Shiva Amim outside of Eretz Yisrael, in Achinami, if they accept the Torah, they're in good shape.
You just said, well, you have to kill them?
Yeah. Now, the only thing is, though, the Rambam learns that that even the Shiva Amim in Eretz Yisrael, you offer them if they'll accept the Shiva Mesopotamia Noah and agree to be Lamas, to be subservient to us, we leave them alone. But it seems like I've seen Rabbi Orblowski today. He says the Rambam is based on the Yerushalmi. Okay, now let me just say a few things.
So if you would have said seven nations, you got to kick them out wherever they are.
Right. All right, now. All right, now a few things here. All right, one second.
Hello.
Now he has more here. Now the Sefer Beis Hillel raised a question regarding Rabbi's assertion stones were coated with plaster after it was inscribed on them. He wonders why the coating the Torah inscription with plaster is not forbidden to the Easter of Minchikar Hashem, erasing Hashem's name. He poses this question according to the opinion of Ramban cited above, which says the Torah was inscribed in its entirety. However, according to Rav Sadigon, coating stones did not involve Minchikar Hashem, it's only a summary of the strike. So Rav Sadigon says that they only wrote a summary of the Torah Mitzvah, they didn't write the whole Torah. And the Ramban, citing an ancient source, says the entire Torah was inscribed on the stones. And apparently there were tremendously large stones because they had to accommodate the whole entire Torah in 70 languages. Or alternatively, Hashem performed a miracle allowing the entire Torah to fit in a relatively small area. The Tosfos Yom Tov notes that the stones were movable, as indicated by the fact that they were subsequently carried to the town of Gilgal, thus they could not have been large enough to accommodate the entire Torah unless by means of a miracle. Secondly, he argues that it is not humanly possible to write the entire Torah 70 times in one day. Hence, he opts for the Ramban's second approach that the inscription on the Torah of the Torah on the stones was divine. Miracle. It's a little similar, you know, like the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. On the day that he died, he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah, and that's very hard to write even one Sefer Torah in a day, and he wrote 13 on the day he died. All right, now, the, he has a little shtickle. What? That I don't know. That I don't know. Okay. Daniel says that some say it was Shabbos. Okay, now. All right. Aaron Moshe, you want to say something? Go ahead, Aaron Moshe. Let me hear.
No, you wanted to bring up, you said there was a lot of a Shiv Bayechoi that I saw from the Bnei Yisoscha. He brings down that he brings down a passage from Tehillim that Gal Einai Vebita Neflois, from Tehillim Neflois Metairus Secha, that Gal is Gimel Lamed, you know, I cover my eyes. And Gal is Gematria to 33. That's yeah. Lach Boimer. So he wants to say he brings down the Chidah brings down from the Arizal that Moshe Rabbeinu took Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's neshama with him when he received Matan Torah. He brings a raya from a pasuk in also in Tehillim that says Alisa Lamorim Shuras Shevi or something like that.
I don't know Shavit Shavyo, but anyway, but either way.
But whatever
the Pasuk is, what is it?
Shavyo is Shimon Ben Yochai.
So that sounds like Shavyo, it sounds like that way. Okay. Shimon Ben Yochai. So that. All right. Anyway, okay, thank you. Okay, now, I'll just do this briefly here. He says that once was an old Beit Knesset that needed a new paint job. The impediment to this project was many tefillah requests that included the name of Hashem were written on the wall. The painter suggested applying a layer of plaster to the wall and then painting onto that layer of plaster. The concern this raised is whether it is permitted to apply plaster onto the written name of Hashem that was not sanctified. So they get into a whole shtickle Torah with our sugi here. So the Chubas Panimiro demonstrated that it is prohibited to raise the name of Hashem even if it was not sanctified. The difficulty with this ruling is that our Gemara seems to say that it's permitted to apply a layer of plaster on Hashem's name. And then it goes through the sheet of Rabbi Huda, and then I'm trying to make this short. So the Panim Meiro suggests the layer of plaster is not erased in Hashem. It merely covered Hashem's name, and then we have to peel it off. It's different from Hashem with gold, where it will be possible to peel off the gold without damaging the scripture Hashem's name. It's beneath. Okay, I got to get going. I'm running out of time. Okay, let me end the recording. One second. Hold it.